I have the beginning of the worst crusade of all time.
And I have the father of countless childhood classics doing the dirty.
Game fight!
It's the 10th of November and welcome to Date Fight. Fight. I'm Jake Yap and he's Nat Tapley.
I am indeed, and we have both chosen. We have both gone through the process of choosing two of our favourite factual children from the day and are preparing to see how their end of term report looks once we've made them battle.
Yeah, this is a proper paget of historical facts. Each of us have chosen two of them. We're going to pit them against each other and see who wins each round. And I think you've got the gist of it. It doesn't really matter.
Nope.
Let's just kick off with round one.
Yes!
Round one!
Okay, it's my turn to go first, I think. So I'm going to do it. The year is 1940.
Mm.
We are in Hollywood. And Walt Disney, the father of countless childhood classics, begins serving as an informer for the LA office of the FBI.
Mm.
His job is to report back information on Hollywood subversives while he makes cartoons of dwarves living with an underage girl. Did he turn himself in?
That was Hitler's favourite film, by the way.
Was it?
Yes, he used to have special showings.
I had to, obviously I only use Bing. Google, who's good?
Ecosia. They plant a tree every time you search for a word.
That's right. I binged the heck out of this.
Mm.
When I banged Snow White, and apparently her age was 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
Cinderella was 19.
Yep.
What's yours then?
Mine is, let's go to 1202.
Wow, you're so good at that.
1202, and let's talk about the worst crusade of all time. So this is the Siege of Zara, started on the 10th of November, 1202. Julian Gregorian calendar permitting.
And you don't mean the clothes shop with the clothes that are too small. They're too small, I believe.
The Pope never preached a sermon against badly fitting clothes shops.
Okay.
But he did say they should go and get Jerusalem back from those awful Egyptians.
Yeah.
And so all of Europe got together, went on a crusade, but they didn't get to Jerusalem. They got as far as Constantinople and then just went, let's just take over this instead. We'll sit here eating everything and then attacking it. And that's why they besieged Zara rather than anywhere in the Middle East. Because it was the worst crusade. Fourth crusade is the worst crusade.
It's very much like films. Look at the Superman films.
Yeah.
Superman 1, excellent. Superman 2, okay. Wasn't really feeling the whole Zod angle. Superman 3, brilliant. Lots of fun to be had with Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Oof. Should have learned.
Yeah. Don't let the star write the film.
Oh, is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He wrote it himself.
Oh, dear. So,
but fortunately, that horse saved us from up to the Seventh Crusade. Now, see, now I've mixed those metaphors too much.
Why?
Because Christopher Reeve didn't fall off a horse in the Crusades.
Oh,
there were seven Crusades. Oh, I didn't actually hear
the word horse.
Oh.
So it was a bit weird for a second for me there.
That is weird.
Fortunately, that horse saved us from the Seventh Crusade.
That's pretty much what I said.
Pretty strong. Pretty strong words there.
And by that horse, I was referring to Pope Urban II.
Slam. So, wow. That's
enjoy the Fourth Crusade.
Have there been any good crusades? I mean,
no, not really. I mean, crusades are generally an ill-conceived idea.
Yeah, it's like camping.
Yeah.
It sort of takes you...
Unless you want to be king of Jerusalem, they're not a good idea.
Right. Do you think there'll be another crusade?
I hope not.
I mean, you know...
They're awful.
They're pretty bad.
The Children's Crusade was rubbish.
What was that?
That was when Peter the Hermit went round towns in Germany picking up children, saying, hey, let's all go to Jerusalem! And then most of them died.
Really?
Yeah, tried to walk across Europe to Jerusalem.
Oh, well...
So actually, that's probably the worst crusade.
I don't understand why there aren't more public information films saying...
Don't do crusades, they were
don't go on crusades. Here, Gary, where are you going tonight?
Going on a crusade.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Crusades. Crusades around every corner. Don't approach them. Do not touch them. Do not return to them if they haven't gone off. Crusades.
Keep them in a biscuit tin.
That's mine.
That was a good one. I liked it. It's funny because there's a sort of a, not crusades, but a kind of a missionary thing going on in my round two.
Mm.
So we'll find out about that after, well,
after the birthday.
After the birthday, need to score that.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not saying I don't know in a, I feel like I deserve this one, but I'm too polite to say so. I just mean I don't know. I literally don't. I don't even care anymore.
We're on day five and we've lost all. We sat there before going, how competitive should we be? Or I'm sure we shouldn't be too competitive.
I felt like they were both good.
Yeah, point each.
I think a point each. So that's 3.5 plays 6.5. I could snatch this back off you within a week.
You could. Keep
now,
listening forever.
Let's have the birthdays.
Yes, the birthdays today are Martin Luther, German monk who invented the Reformation. Hello, Martin.
All right.
Winston Churchill, but not that one, the other Winston Churchill. This is an American novelist called Winston Churchill who was hugely popular at the beginning of the 20th century, but isn't that Winston Churchill?
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So he was the first Winston Churchill?
No, I think they're roughly born about the same time.
Oh, wow.
But the Winston Churchill you know and love didn't become famous till he was old. Well, he was famous, but he wasn't Prime Minister till he was old.
I feel like you have to feel sorry for Pete. You know, like, imagine if you were born in, say, 1950.
Yeah.
And you were called Kermit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All the Adolfs. Fewer now than there were.
Yeah, you don't get Adolfs anymore, do you?
No Simon Le Bons anymore. Well,
I mean, there is one. It's a bit soon, mate.
And happy birthday to Tracy Morgan, who's... Tracy Morgan.
Off of 30 Rock.
Off of 30 Rock, yes.
Yeah, brilliant.
Off of 30 Rock and controversial homophobic rants. Happy Death Day to Leonid Brezhnev, Ken Sarawiwa and Diana Copeland. Who played June Abbott in Bless This House.
Wow, because it sounds like quite a highfalutin name.
Yeah, I mean, Ken Sarawiwa was put to death by the Nigerian government for his satirical poetry. Leonid Brezhnev was head of the Communist Party in Russia.
Yeah.
Throughout the 1670s. And then...
Bless This House.
Bless This House.
That's a lovely bit of bathos. Well done. Thanks. I enjoyed that. Let's have round two.
Round two, I've got... Okay, that's fine. 10th of November, 1989, the Berlin Wall came down!
Oh, come on, that's it, you've won!
Yeah, I know. I'm not even going to tell you
anything. Just because you've invoked Hasselhoff. Like, there's nothing. How can I beat David Hasselhoff?
You can't. Never try and beat the Hoff.
Wow, that's amazing.
For context, you know the context. You're all there. You're all alive.
Well...
Turn on the news.
Yeah, turn on the news.
In the past.
Yeah. I didn't really understand it when it happened.
No, neither did I. I think...
And I feel like I should have done, because I was in my, you know, late teens, mid-teens. I should have sort of had a handle on that.
Yeah, you should.
All right, fine. I blame my schooling.
Yeah, I blame your schooling.
Because we were allowed, we were allowed to not do work and watch them raise the Mary Rose.
Oh, really? But they didn't let you do the same for the Berlin Wall?
But they didn't let us watch David Hasselhoff on the Berlin Wall.
What did they do when Mandela got out?
I was at a barbecue. I got in a lot of trouble. The day they released the barbecue, our friend was... they released Mandela. I was at a barbecue with my mum and dad, and me and mum were like, this is amazing. And we watched it and cried and stuff. And the guy whose barbecue it was like, guys, do you want to like come out? Because we're all having a party. And we're like, history's been made, man.
Do they say refers to it as the day Jake ruined that barbecue?
I mean, he's dead.
Good.
He died.
Of hatred?
That day. He just climbed on the barbecue, covered in lighting fluid.
If no one's going to eat, I may as well just immolate myself in front of you all.
I'm going to go back to 1871.
Yes.
For round two. And I'm going to talk about one of the most immortal phrases in history.
Mm.
Namely, Dr. Livingstone, I presume. Which was uttered on this day. Henry Morton Stanley encountered David Livingstone at Ujiji, near Lake Tanganyika. In Central Africa. Thank you. Should have rehearsed that, but didn't. And he found Dr. David Livingstone.
Why was he lost?
And the best thing he could come up with was,
Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Which is a bit sort of like, oh, as you do. You know what I mean?
as
great moments in history go, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be Dr. David Livingstone then. Well, it's interesting.
It is a bit sort of overly cheeky, like, oh, someone could be something.
Yeah.
Dr. David Livingstone, I presume.
Yeah. Or is it a big pile of... So...
Yeah.
Livingstone was trying to find the source of the Nile River.
Yes.
Because he believed that if he could solve this age-old mystery, which I think they sorted on Top Gear.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. It would give him enough fame and influence to end the East African Arab Swahili slave trade. I feel like...
Just... So he'd be famous if he could just tell them, stop.
Maybe just, yeah. I know where the Nile starts, so you should stop your slavery. But it's very noble, if a bit bonkers.
I don't think that's his real reason.
Well, it was a missionary thing as well. So, yeah, it was known as the European Scramble for Africa, which was a big charity drive.
It's a good book by Thomas Pakenham called The Scramble for Africa.
Really?
Yeah, it's very long, though. It just describes a lot of people scrambling for Africa.
Right.
I mean, if you're interested in that, that is one of the books you could read on it.
It sort of sounds like a Macmillan bake day, like cake coffee morning, where you prepare a brunchy egg food for... Anyway, good.
There we go.
That's what we've got. Now we have to choose. I don't know. I mean, I can't even remember what yours was.
Berlin Wall. Berlin Wall.
You had the look of, mate, this is hands down.
Yeah, yeah, this is not.
And you're absolutely right. So, fine. 7.5 plays, 2, 3.5. I can still claw this back, but not today. And not tomorrow and not the day after.
Maybe by the 17th of November.
Find out how we do tomorrow, because we will be back here with another date fight. In the meantime...
Share, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends. Go around to their houses, say, hey, have you heard that new podcast called Date Fight? Put it on, then leave.
Yeah. And there's a reason why everyone always says do that. Like, it genuinely makes a massive difference. So if you're not going to actually give us some money, which I'm, you know, assuming you won't do, because no one pays for creative work anymore. But if you would instead just click a few buttons, that would
be lovely.
Make a massive difference. So thank you very much indeed, and we'll see you tomorrow.